In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Crucify him! Crucify him! The Gospels tell us that the priests and Pharisees had stirred up the crowd to call for Jesus' death. But if so, why was there this sudden swing from the excited welcome on Sunday to the same crowds rejecting Jesus later in the week? Or was it a different crowd? Followers of the rebel Barabbas, perhaps? Whatever the explanation, these few days show how ready people will allow themselves to be led astray. In German, the boundary between Führen and Verführen is a very thin one. Whether we are talking about the US presidential election, the EU referendum in Britain, the advance of Alternative für Deutschland, populism is on the rise. They seem to be saying what people are thinking, picking up on people's fears and resentments, and presenting simple solutions for complex problems. In so doing, they manage to get the people behind them to serve their own interests. Populism, it's true, it may be harmless enough sometimes, but it can quickly become dangerous and lead to violence. There's also a sort of religious populism, or folk religion as it's sometimes called, with a simple view of the world and familiar traditions and rituals to fall back on in times of trouble. It can produce wonderful qualities in people, deeds of kindness, going the extra mile. But it can also lead to an authoritarian fanaticism, an unthinking acceptance of brutality in the name of religion. It is far removed from the Gospel's portrayal of Jesus, who is the love of God in person, love which embraces both neighbour and stranger and enemy. This is, as Jesus' own disciples realised, a hard message to hear. To combat populism, whether in politics, economics or religion, it means asking people to look deeper at complex questions. It takes patience, resilience, understanding and love. And let us never think that we are immune to the attractions of populism and the enticements of manipulative speakers. We could be in that crowd there, and we could have gone along with them too, shouting, "Crucify him," and have done with it. Until the next time. Amen.